Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise the Lord, beloved.
God bless you. This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministry, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. Today, I am glad that you decided to tune in with us on our broadcasting system. I would that you would go with me for a moment to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this broadcasting system. We thank you for the Turning Leaf Ministries that have made it able and possible for us to proceed and progress with your word, God. Lord, we thank you for your journey. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your overcoming power. And Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray that the listeners will be fulfilled, that their spirits and their souls may be fed and their hearts may be filled with your joy, the love, and your compassion, and the completion of your word and your life, oh God, giving power and source. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you anoint my lips, anoint my mind, anoint my heart, that I may display and relay what it is that you have for me to give. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your blessings, we thank you for your blood, and we thank you for your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless God and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, my friends and family and listeners. Oh, God, Lord, we've done so many things, been in and out of town, around town and about town. God has yet blessed and brought us back to another time and space and place where we were able to come back and share with you what it is that the Lord has to offer, what it is that the Lord has to give in this hour for his people. As always, I am basically, oh God, eagerly excited to share this word with you, oh God, for humble beginnings, humble stance, and humble endings, oh Jesus. And we appreciate God for what he's doing, and we thank God for his love and his, oh God, dream of hope and faith for us to go forward in him. I was talking to God earlier, and he began to share with me some things. He said, it's one thing to have a destiny, but it's a totally different thing to have faith. Oh, Jesus, he said, you trust knowing that the destiny is there, but you have to believe in the faith to get you to the destiny. Is that all right? And God is yet blessing and yet moving, and he's yet encouraging his people in this hour to share and show with us, to show us what it is that he has for us. And today I want to come, I had quite a few scriptures. Y'all know me, I'm a word walker. That's just the way I am. But God had given me today to come from Mark. Jesus, Mark, one of my favorite books in the Bible. Jesus, Mark. And he began to let me know that he said, a lot of times we get stuck in our minds and we get stuck with things that are going on around us. Oh, God, I know, everybody that got tuned in with what was going on with the election and whoever you voted for, God bless you. My vote is Jesus. That's just me. But, because I know he's creating, oh, God, is the ruler of the universe and all this. It is that it's in it, huh? Oh, God. And today we want to come from Mark. Jesus want to come from Mark. Actually, the sixth chapter. I'm sorry, Mark, the sixth chapter, beginning at the 45th verse. 45th verse. We're going to let you know what God is saying about your troubles. Jesus. I'm coming from the King James Version. Mark 6 and verse 45. He said, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side unto Bethesda, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. When they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he walked with them, and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And wind, and he went up unto them into the ship. And the wind ceased, and they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of God, Gennesareth, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. That means the people that were around, the people that were there, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages and cities and country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. My God. And I wanted to just share with you, Jesus, what God dropped in my spirit while I was driving cross country, this week. He said, your troubles are in trouble. Oh, God, help me. Your troubles in trouble. Everything that has been afflicting the mindsets of the people of God, everything that has caused your mind not to have the peace of God, everything that has caused your faith to dwindle, your hope to bow down to fear, oh, God, your belief to back up from, oh, God, the brightness of God. God said, hold up. The Spirit of the Lord is standing up for you and for me to show us that he has made trouble out of our troubles. Good God. He said, every trouble that you have, every problem that you have, every situation, every issue, everything that is wrecking your life, everything that is causing you to be in a chaotic or dramatic or traumatic experience in your life is getting ready to cease and come to an end. Oh, God. Jesus, he told them, get in the boat. Go to the other side. My God, he never told them what was going to happen on the way. He just said, just get in the boat and go to the other side, because I still have an objective and an agenda here, oh God, to finish doing what I'm trying to do. See, you got to understand, your faith has to match your destination that you're trying to reach, your destiny that you're trying to reach. A lot of times we get stuck and can't get to the destination that God has already pre-planned, oh, God, for our lives, because of fear, because of focusing on failure and focusing on faults and focusing on setbacks, and watch this, focusing on pride. You got to understand what I'm saying right here. Oh, God, he told them, go to the other side. That's where your blessing is. Actually, he had just done a miracle, as you read, like I read. He said that he had just got through feeding the flock with the loaves and the fish. Jesus, he began to show the disciples, look, man, we're doing something great here. Thank you, God. Jesus, but you got to understand, the power is not of me, per se, but it is of my Father, the God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he had given them an understanding of mindset and heartset to know that, oh, God, Jesus, if God did this, then that means he could do that too. Thank you, God. So whatever your that is, my God, or your it is, oh, God, that impossible thing, thank you, God. God said, I'm more than able to do, oh God, exceeding abundantly above all you're thinking or acting in, or asking for in your heart, mind, soul, or spirit. Thank you, God. I'm about to go somewhere. Thank you. Jesus, he told him, go to the other side. Quit tripping about what's over here. Thank you, God. I'll finish the rest of this. Thank you, Jesus. I'll take up the slack back here. Thank you, God. Don't worry about the people that, oh God, are yet left behind, because I need you to get to the ones that's in front of you. Thank you, Jesus. You finish your course here. Oh God, it's time for you to move forward. Oh, God, I think of a sentiment somewhere. Oh, God, it's time for you to go forward. Thank you, Jesus. No time to keep looking back and wondering what just happened back there. Thank you, Jesus. Or that I did some kind of great back there. Oh, God, I was something serious back there. No, thank you, Jesus. What you got to understand is what's going on back here. My God, is what I'm handling and not you. Thank you, Jesus. That's what Jesus was trying to get them to understand. And I would that you even look at this scripture to understand the meaning of what he said in verse 52. He said, for they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for the whole God, for their hearts was hardened. What do you mean their heart was hardened, preacher? Jesus, it means their heart had became blind, or their minds were full of pride as to what they thought they had did because they had Jesus with them. Thank you, Jesus. I was looking at something earlier on TV today and looking at Saul and how Saul had God with him in the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. But Saul disobeyed a direct command of God, Jesus. And when he disobeyed the direct commandment of God, thank you, Jesus, it caused not only him but his family to suffer. Oh, God, the things that God had in store for him, Jesus, and the, oh, God, foundations of whoever else was coming after him. Jesus, then here come David. David stepped in the plan and said, okay, well, God anointed me to be the king. Okay, well, that's fine. But somewhere, somehow, along the way, David saw this beautiful woman of his faithful servant Uriah, and he just, you know, slept with the woman. Yeah. He cheated with the woman on her husband. Thank you, God. Now, he took what did not belong to him, thank you, Jesus, and it caused him to be, oh, God, in a place of distress or disobedience even in his life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, sometimes we get so full of ourselves till we forget about what God really is in our heart. That's why the Bible, Paul teaches and tells us, sanctify the Lord God in your heart that you might not sin against him. Thank you, Jesus. David, being his servant or his musical people, understood what he said. How God, his word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him, because I've got, if I'm sanctifying God in my heart, if I'm meditating upon the word of God day and night, like these disciples had the word with them day and night, they begin to depend or reflect or cause themselves to be the reflection of his glory. Is that something or not? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, that's how a lot of women and a lot of men are in ministry and in this walk of life, as far as marriages and all these things go, relationships and all this other stuff. You call yourself to be with somebody, but you're actually just a reflection of their glory, oh God, or of their fame, or of their, oh God, you know. Don't you, you know what I mean? But God said, hold up. I got you with him, oh God. I got you with him, should I say. And I have him with you for you to pick up the thing that he is doing, oh God, and has done even in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is if you get, oh God, outside of yourself and quit being focused, oh God, fixed on your own little strength and your own minute might and your own finite mindset, thank you, Jesus, then you can grow and expand on what it is that I have for you in this lifetime. Thank you, Jesus. But because your mindset is afflicted with the trouble of pride, it's afflicted with the trouble of being greedy, oh God, for fame, being greedy for some type of, oh, you know, prestige or something like that. Jesus, God said, I'm rebuking all of that. Thank you, God. That's why the Bible says their mind had become, their heart had become hardened, because they could not see, they could not believe that he was him still out there on the water walking like that in the first place. But I want to draw your attention back to something else that was so very profound as I begin to read. Let's go back to verse 48. He said, and he saw them toiling, oh God, and rowing, and the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. Oh my God, that thing just did something to me right there. You got to catch what he said. He said, the wind had become contrary, and that they will begin to look at. He himself was the whirlwind. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Did you miss it? Well, I'll try to bring it back to you again. Hell, God, he said, if you read Zephaniah, if you read Job, if you read Ezekiel, he said, he will come to them, Nehemiah, thank you, Holy Ghost, and Nahum. He said, I will come to you and be a whirlwind, oh God, and expose the things to you which you have never seen before. Thank you, Jesus. And when they saw him, they saw a whirlwind. So that's why they could not, oh God, understand who it was that he was in the process of what he was doing. Oh God, Jesus, because he was showing them, I'm something new that you've never seen before. Thank you, God. And you got to be able to faithfully trust me when you step out on the water. You got to faithfully trust me when I tell you that your miracle and your blessing is on the other side. You got to faithfully trust me to know that when I say move, you got to to move and be quick about it. Thank you, Jesus. You ain't got to ask how high. Just jump when I say jump. You ain't got to say how far. Just run when I say run. Thank you, Jesus. And what you got to understand is, oh, God, the trouble of your mind, thank you, God, is what I'm trying to overshadow and over, oh, God, over courage, which is, oh, God, away from fear. Thank you, God, because fear ain't number false evidence appearing real. Because they got fearful when they saw him out on the water. Thank you, they fell in trouble in their mind because they just knew for a certain they were going to die out there in the middle of the water. Thank you, Jesus. But how many know that when God give a word, thank you, Jesus, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it seems that it's going to be, he's able, he's more than able to do, oh, God, exactly what he said he's going to do, because there is no failure in God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no looking back in God. Thank you, God. There's no downfall and no setbacks in God. Thank you, Jesus. We just have to learn how to get in a hurry and walk in the pace and walk in the steps of the, oh, God, good man, which I ordered by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because, oh, God, he told you, you need to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I told you from the very beginning, Jesus was the one who was trying to teach them and show them what the attributes were that he had that he was trying to invest, oh, God, and develop in them. Oh, God, help me. Jesus, but the trouble on every side, oh, God, of their mind and of your heart. Thank you, Jesus, because you're perplexed, because you're confused, and because a lot of times Satan comes to steal the word as soon as it's, oh, God, put it into your spirit, put into your heart, put into your mind, put into your eyes, put into your ears, put, oh, God, Jesus, down on the inside. Oh, Jesus, but. God said, I got something. I got a will. I got a will that's working against his will. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm going to wrap something up, oh, God. And actually, I'm going to unwrap something that I have enveloped in you. Thank you, Jesus. And what you got to understand is, oh, God, it's a time that is needed. Oh, God, just like I told Joshua, if you meditate upon this word both day and night and study to do and observe to do all that is written in this book of the law, thank you, Jesus, then shall thy way be made prosperous. Then shall thou have good success. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell the disciples, like he's trying to tell us now. Jesus, I don't care nothing about no tuberculosis. I don't care nothing about no diabetes. I don't care nothing about no heart attack ran in your family. I don't care nothing about no low blood pressure, no high blood pressure. I don't care nothing about no, oh, God, no AIDS or HIV. I don't care nothing about no HPV. I don't care nothing about, oh, Jesus, none of that mess that's going on. Jesus is all that you need, my God. And all you got to do is do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. Thank you, Jesus. He said, my word, oh, God, Jesus, is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. My word, oh, God, will burn out everything that's not like me. Oh, God, if you use my word, if you apply my word to your life both day and night. Jesus, a lot of times we have many Bibles in our home. They sit around getting dusty, sit around tearing up, sit around let moths eat it, sit around let bugs get all up in our stuff, sit around because nobody wants to pick it up. Oh, God, Jesus, I don't have time to just sit there and listen to what the preacher or the pastor is telling me. I need to search and read the book myself. I need to study the book myself so I can have good success, so my troubles can be abandoned, so my troubles can be abolished, so my troubles can be, oh, God, Jesus, absolute from me. Thank you, Jesus. God is trying to put us in a place where there will be no more toiling, no more trying, oh, God, to get there, no more roaring in our heart, no more roaring in our spirit, no more crying about who did and what did and how did and why did. God is just saying, oh, God, if you just take a leap of faith, thank you, Jesus, if you jump out of one place to another place, I'm going to bless you, thank you, God. If you just move from that spot that you used to be in, I'm going to bless you. If you just, oh, God, trust me to know that I'm over here, rather than still being over there, I will bless you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and what he was trying to teach the disciples, he's trying to take a situation, oh, God, to make a revelation, to let them know that I'm not just your God over here, but I'm your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm your Jehovah Nisi. I'm your Jehovah Mekadesh. I'm your Jehovah Zavot. I'm your Jehovah Rapha. I'm your Jehovah Rafiki. I'm your Jehovah Mekadesh. I'm your Jehovah, oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God, Elohim. I'm your Jehovah El Shaddai. I'm your Jehovah Hashatah Hosea. I'm your Jehovah Kudia Shalom Hosea. I'm your Jehovah Hashatah Hosea. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sick and new. Yes, God. There's so many things that I could be for you, but I have to take, oh, God, a situation to make revelation out of it. message. Oh, God, just so you won't be stuck in the same manner of trouble that you've been in all of your life. Because my mama was like this. Because my daddy was like this. Because my grandmama was like this. Because my uncle was like this. Well, you know, they said this running out of family, the devil is a liar. I'm going to run it out of my family. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, they tell me that this is going to be like this. And that I'm going to be like this because everybody died with it. Well, you let them die with it. I ain't got time for that. Let the dead bury the dead. Thank you, God. But I got life, and that more abundantly, because that's what Jesus came for, to save me, to help me, to heal me, to give my host me, to deliver me. Oh, God, to give me some go power and some more power to look up and to live. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. I've been missing y'all, Jesus. Oh, I got so many things that I got to go through, but it's okay. I'm willing to go through them. Why? Because I got Jesus on my side. I got God in the front. I got God in the back. He's all over me, and the Holy Ghost is keeping me alive. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I don't have time to sit around and wonder about what's going to happen next. Jesus, I'm not living in fear of paranoia. Thank you, Jesus. I'm paranoid for this and paranoid for that. That's a trouble, too. Thank you, God. I don't need folks, you know, yet. Well, I just don't understand. I can't go outside because this might happen. I can't go down the street because that might happen. And I might do this and then I don't deal with phobia of fear. Phobia of fear, should I say. I don't have no phobias. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got time to be, oh, God, stuck up and being afraid of everything that come my way. I told you fear ain't nothing. Thank you, Jesus. It's just an oh God selling factor to me. Thank you, God. Oh God, but I got faith over my fear. Thank you, Jesus. And everything that I've ever touched in my life, thank you, God. Sometimes it seemed like it was, oh God, something that was going to break down or something that was going to mess up. But oh God, I had to put the faith of God into action with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, because he told me I'm blessed and not cursed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to live to declare the, oh, God, the glory of the Lord. I'm going to live to declare the victory of God. Thank you, God, because he's taking the situation and made revelation out of it. I know that I can just be like Nike or just like he told Solomon, just be strong and just do it. Oh, God, help me. And if you just do it, if you just think to pursue it, I will be with you. Thank you, God. Like he told David, it doesn't matter, baby. Okay, I know it just took 21 days for the miracle or the blessing to come, but you got to understand. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God heard you when you set your heart and your mind to do it. Oh, God, Jesus. A lot of times we got to understand. Sometimes you got to shout your troubles out. I don't mean just from no feet. I don't mean just from no clapping. But hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to open up your mouth and shout. Oh, good God, your troubles out. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil can't stand when you shout. Because when you shout, you throw him off God. You throw him off focus. You throw him off key. The devil is a lie. You throw him all the way out of sync because he don't know what you're going to do next. He don't know what the shout was for. Those men did what? The Bible said they cried out because of trouble. They cried out because of fear. They cried out because they already knew that, oh, Jesus, ain't no telling what they cried out, but they cried out. And when they cried out, thank you, Jesus, Jesus showed up. He appeared. He said, hold up, it's okay. You got to understand, it's me. It's me, thank you, God. I would walk on by you because y'all look like y'all weren't going to say nothing. And I thank Jesus for the Holy Ghost. I was praying the other day, and I was thinking about something. Even a few years ago, and I was reading that word about Jesus being up on the cross and how, oh God, God didn't do anything for him. Why did God not do anything for him? Why is it that the word couldn't do nothing? Why is it that the world couldn't do anything? Because God wasn't going to do nothing until Jesus opened up his mouth on that cross. And when he shouted out, when he told God, when he was, oh God, beseeching the Lord, when he was talking to God, thank you, Jesus, when he was letting God know, I'm in pain, oh my God, I'm in trouble, God, I need your help, I need your strength, I need your deliverance, I'm dealing with something that I can't deal with myself, and I need, oh God, some more action from the Holy Ghost heaven, thank you, Jesus. So, oh God, God dispatched some angels to come down and do some stuff, to, oh God, to shake up what the devil was doing, to bind up the foundation of what the devil was trying to do, and he showed him, thank you, God, self mighty and strong. That's why he said so very well in Psalm 24, lift up your voice, oh God, oh ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Oh God, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm focused now because my faith is back on the right track. Thank you, Jesus. I'm focused now because my hope has now picked up its joy. I'm focused now because now I believe that whatever God has told me that I can ask for in his son Jesus' name, according to his will, that it shall, not will be, but it shall. Now, God, I feel it. Can I say it again? It shall be done because none of God's shells are, oh God, not loaded. Okay, every single one he has is loaded. That's why he was able to say in Jeremiah 29, so very well, he told you so very well. He said, I know the plans I think towards you and have for you. Oh God, plans of peace. Oh God, not to do you evil, but to give you an expected end, to give you joy, to give you hope. Oh God, it's okay that you messed up somewhere in your walk. Long as you get yourself back together, long as you come back to me and tell me about it, long as you come and straighten yourself up. Oh God, then with that way, when you know Jesus, then you know the peace of God. And it's the peace of God that passes what? All understanding, to keep your heart and your mind comforted in Christ Jesus. If you think on those things which are holy, just, pure, true, and lovely, and that have any virtue and any good report. In Jesus' name, I love you. I miss y'all. And I pray that y'all pray my strength in the Lord. And I pray that you be blessed and that God bless you in every endeavor and give you the miracle that you've been waiting for and that you need. God bless you. I love you. And we'll talk again. God bless.